Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show.
Hi, everybody,
and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody.
It's summer.
We're leaving that in.
Yeah, we are. Hey, it's a typical, I don't know, man. It's been a weird summer.
It has.
Yeah.
It rained today.
It did.
Like, just for a second.
Mm-hmm. It rained when I started to drive up here. It stopped when I stopped to make the pit stop to get the adult beverages.
Yes.
Then it continued when I got back in my car and drove up here.
I guess it just followed you.
Yeah. It's very weird.
But it's a nice little break because it's been hot.
God bless. Yes, it has been. Too damn hot to do any freaking thing.
Yep.
I know. It's usually hot, but for some reason, it feels especially hot this year.
Well, when you start planning your activities, oh, it's only going to be 97 tomorrow?
Yeah. It's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. But alas.
Yeah. We are here to talk about the 23rd episode of the 7th Simpson of the Simpsons saga.
7th Simpson?
The 7th season of the Simpsons. Ikwesu.
Summer Vacation is in full effect.
So it's in full swing.
Yeah.
The title is Much Apu About Nothing, and originally aired May 5th of 1996. And alas, again, there is no chalkboard gag.
Yep. Big trend in season 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couch gag that we have seen before. And that is where Homer is the carpet, the throw rug, and the rest of the family's heads are all mounted on the wall. And there is a
big game hunter.
Yeah, big game hunter sitting on the couch, lights up his cigar. Right? So we've seen this one before.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to open up this episode at Casa de Simpsons.
Well, outside.
Yeah.
Casa de Simpsons.
There is a bear wandering through the neighborhood, and Ned almost crashes into him in his Geo. By the way, I bet the bear was bigger than a Geo.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you that don't know,
Geos were just little egg cars back in the day.
Little pieces of trash with three cylinder motors. I guess it was the Prius before there was a Prius?
I guess so, something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the smart car before the smart car.
Yeah. That is. So Ned panics and crashes the car. And even though the bear is nowhere near him.
Yeah, it's a very calm bear, by the way.
Yeah. Ned is not calm, though.
Well, Ned rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be calm with a big-ass bear like that out there, right? But Ned is panicking. He can't work. He doesn't have the keys. He's trying to struggle into his house, and Maude can't help him because she's too nervous.
She's panicking too. Ned even says that he can't remember the secret knock.
Yes.
Let me in.
Uh-huh. And Maude is like, I'm so nervous, I forgot how to work the knob. Yeah.
Not good in a crisis.
Uh-huh. And overhead, there is a helicopter looking down at the bear.
We see our old friend Kent Brockman on the news, right? He says this is a special report with Kent Brockman from the Channel 6 News copy. A large bear-like animal, most likely a bear, has wandered down from the hill in search of food or perhaps employment.
I don't think it's looking for a job.
And he says this reporter urges families to stay indoors.
And Homer is watching the TV, and the bear is scratching his back on a mailbox.
Yes.
And Homer is laughing his ass off, saying he pities the poor Impson family because their mailbox is being torn up by the bear.
Yes.
He doesn't realize that it's his mailbox. Yep.
And so the rest of the family, though, is looking out the window, very scared about what's happening. And so Homer says, all right, let's all calm down. Everyone's going to be just fine. As long as I have enough beer, right? He opens up the refrigerator, and all he has is boxes of baking soda. And he screams. He's like, all right, that does it. If I'm going to be trapped in the house, I got to go out and get some beer.
Man after my own heart.
Yes, I totally understand. You know what, man? That was the thing I have to say. Lockdown, as long as there was beer.
You were good.
I was okay. Mm-hmm.
As long as you could distract yourself with the sweet nectar of the gods.
Yes. Barbecue a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. But still, that was horrible.
So Homer tries to sneak out of the house, but he just winds up losing his pants and face to face with the bear.
Yeah, because he like gets on the power line, I think, right? To try and...
The clothesline, yeah. Something.
Mm-hmm. And he's hovering over the car. He says, now to gracefully drop through the windshield and into the car, right? It doesn't work out.
Of course, Homer is not graceful at all.
Yeah. And Bart actually catches him when he falls, right?
Uh-huh.
But then that's where his pants fall.
Yes.
Oh, it's so bad.
So he panics. He freaks out. He loses his pants. And soon, the Springfield police show up and they tranquilize the bear. Yeah. And Barney, too.
And Barney at the same time.
Yeah, Barney gets
tranked. A dart, right? His arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes it so much he breaks open the rest of the dart
and drinks it.
Drinks it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So then we just hear Chief Wiggum.
Book 'em, Lou. One count of being a bear, and one count of being accessory to being a bear. And so the bear is being carried away by the Forest Service, right? And Barney is being carried away by his handler, which is of course Mo.
Yep. So then we see Maud. Oh, Marge, it was horrible. We were trapped in the house all afternoon. And we had to drink toilet water.
I don't think it got that bad. My goodness.
By the way, didn't he say the water was off? Drink from the freaking faucet.
I know, right?
Now, I wouldn't drink from the faucet in Brownsville. Brownsville water. Yeah, no. I can't do Brownsville water. But still.
I grew up with it, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Who knows?
Bronzo water through the hose,
uh-huh,
on a hot summer day. I could do that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. No.
Not anymore.
No.
But I think that's probably why I never got COVID. And so, Marge says, well, things were bad everywhere.
And I was like, I'm sick of these constant bear attacks. It's like a freaking country bear jamboree around here.
And,
this is the first documented bear attack on The Simpsons.
Yeah, and it's like, it's the only bear this town has seen. But Homer gets the town very riled up, mm-hmm, right? And he starts to chant. And he says, we're here, we're queer, we don't want any more bears.
And then the crowd starts, we're here, we're queer. We don't want any more bears.
And Lenny's like, hey, that's a pretty catchy chant. Where'd you hear that?
Homer's like, oh, I heard it at the mustache parade they have every year.
This is one of the greatest jokes ever in The Simpsons.
Yes. The mustache parade. The
mustache parade.
Of course, is the pride parade.
Yes. Yes. Well, no, back then it was the gay pride parade.
Yeah. By the way, isn't this Pride Week? Pride Month? Or it's was over. It last month?
It's over.
Okay. I never keep up with these things, but
it's June.
But yeah, I figured this would have been good if we snuck it in there. But it's been one hell of a summer.
Yep. But now it's just Pride.
Yeah.
It was different back then, kids.
Back then it was gay Pride. Now it's just Pride.
Yep. It's the alphabet.
Yeah.
Anyway. And so the crowd right now has got a mob going. They go to City Hall. They bang on the mayor's door. And the assistant's like, sir, there's an unruly mob here to see you.
And Quimby's like, does it have an appointment?
She actually looks at the clipboard and she goes, yes, it does.
Then Principal Skinner says, I phoned ahead.
Of course. The square Skinner. Now, it did work out for everybody, so yeah. Kudos to Seymour.
Yeah, he actually planned it.
A square. Mm-hmm.
So then Homer breaks in. Mr. Mayor, I hate to break it to you, but this town is infested by bears.
And Mo jumps in and he says, yeah, and these ones are smarter than the average bear. This is like my picnic basket.
Which is...
Yes, of course, a reference to Yogi Bear. Right? And Boo-Boo.
Uh-huh. And then Helen Lovejoy breaks in. Think of the children!
Goodness. Now, I love this because she is going to do this several times throughout the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 1996. I have to say, as someone who was about 10 years old in 1996, this is the embodiment of an annoying mother in 1996. This was just one of those things you always heard about every little thing. It really started there. Would someone think of the children?
I
remember being in school and it was just always that.
Back when politics were kind of flipped.
Yeah.
The right was all about censorship.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so Quimby jumps in, right, and he says, all right, I promise to take swift and decisive action against these hibernating hucksters. And the crowd cheers, they leave, and Quimby pulls out a picnic basket and he's like, hey, 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 and he eats a sandwich.
I guess he's the one that swiped Moe's picnic basket.
Yes, he did.
So then later, we see a bear patrol roaming the city. Yes. And Homer is not too... he is very proud of himself at this moment, right?
Yeah.
He says, not a bear in sight. The bear patrol must be working like a charm.
So he says, that's specious reasoning, Dad.
And then Homer says, thank you, dear.
And she says, well, by your logic, I can claim that this rock keeps tigers away.
I was like, how does that work?
It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
It's just a stupid rock.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see any tigers around, do you?
And Homer thinks, and then he pulls out some money. He's like, Lisa, I want to buy your rock.
And she's like, no. But then she just says, all right, right? She caves in and she...
gives him the rock and he takes his money.
Yep.
So then we see the mail arriving. Mm-hmm. Homer goes, woohoo! Perfect day. Zero bears and one big, fat, hairy paycheck. And he opens it up. Hey, how come my pay is so low? Bear patrol tax? This is an outrage. It's the biggest tax increase in history.
And Lisa says, actually, Dad, it's the smallest increase in history.
What was it, like $2-3?
It wasn't that bad. Even for the 90s, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And I was like, let the bears pay the bear tax. I pay the Homer tax.
That's the homeowner tax.
Well, anyway, I'm still outraged.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't, like, make a stink about something and then complain about the taxes that come out.
I know. You can't demand to get services and then refuse to pay for the service.
Exactly. And so the mob is back, and now they're yelling, down with taxes, down with taxes. All right? And so Quimby... asks his assistant, are these morons getting dumber or just louder?
The assistant checks. He's like, dumber, sir.
It's like, they want the bear patrol, but they won't pay for it. Right? And he thinks about a solution. He says, okay. So he says, taxes are high because of illegal immigrants and that they should be disposed of. And here's where the whole episode takes a turn.
We see Mo. He's like, immigrants? I knew it was them. Even when it was the bears, I knew it was them.
So then Quimby addresses the crowd and says, in 1 week, the town will vote on a special referendum called Proposition 24. And that proposition will be to get rid of immigrants. And everyone cheers, right? Mm-hmm. Including Quimby.
And then we're in class. And we see a bunch of kids surrounding our foreign German student, Uder.
It's filled with chocolate.
Yes. And Uter is pulling, Nelson is pulling Uter by his suspenders, right? He's like, hey, German boy, go back to Germania.
Oh, the kids are laughing, right? And that's, man, that's a nice little historical reference by Nelson.
Yeah, Germania.
Surprising. Right? And so Uter's like, I do not deserve this. I have come here legally as an exchange student.
Principal Skinner says, young man, the only thing we exchange for you is our national dignity.
And everyone laughs. So
oh my God.
Horrible. And Willie jumps in, right? Because Willie, of course, is not from the U.S. Then Willie says, you want to pick on immigrants? Then pick on Willie. Right? He's pissed.
Yes. And Skinner's still there. He says, Willie, please. The students want to pick on someone their own size.
Wow. Now, I'll be honest. I can understand why Seymour made that joke because he is a closet badass. Mm-hmm. But Willie's a buff, dangerous dude, man.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't want to pick a fight with Willie, man. He's psycho.
Grease me up, woman.
Exactly. Oof. And so, we come back to the Simpsons house and Lisa's talking to Homer. She doesn't like this whole thing, right? She's like, I don't see how you can support Proposition 24, Dad.
Homer's like, open your eyes, Lisa. Our schools are so jam-packed with immigrants, people like Bart have lost the will to learn.
And Bart says, there's no denying it, sis.
Blaming immigrants.
Yep. So Lisa reminds them that the Simpson family immigrated to the United States. Right? And Abe, of course, now it is his time to shine.
Yes. He comes in. The story of the Simpson family began in the old country. I forget which one exactly. My dad would drone on and on about America. He thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Sliced bread haven't been invented the previous winter.
Sold.
Uh-huh.
So Abe's dad, so we got great-grandpa Simpson, right? Mm-hmm. He holds up a pamphlet about the United States. He says, see that, son? That's where we're going to live. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. But someday. And it's a picture of the Statue of Liberty in the pamphlet. Right?
No. So Abe cuts in. He says, later that day, we set sail for America.
And they're getting there already. Mm-hmm. I guess it took a day.
Yeah.
And Abe's dad points at the Statue of Liberty and says, see that, son? That's our new home. And we find out that the family actually moved in to the statue.
Yes. And we see a young Abe playing on the statue's arm. Yay, I love America.
And Abe's mom pops out of like the nose, I think, right? She's like, Abe, supper's on. And there's like smoke coming out of it and everything.
Uh-huh. We come back to reality. Mm-hmm. We had to move out once we filled up the entire head with garbage.
So bad.
Oh my God.
And so we get to the Quickie Mart now, right? We cut to the Quickie Mart. And Homer tells Apu, it'll be great once all the immigrants are shipped out of Springfield.
And Apu's like, sir, it may surprise you to know that I am an immigrant.
And Homer's like, you? Get out. Wow.
But it turns out that Apu is
an illegal immigrant.
Uh-huh. And if Prop 24 does pass, he's going to have to leave. He's like, I wish I could have stayed one more year or two. There was so much I wanted to see and do and have done to me.
I don't know where that's going.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that could go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut scene there and we end up back at Moe's, right? Mm-hmm. The barflies are putting up signs. And so Will's like, you know what really aggravates me? It's damn immigrants. They want all the benefits of living in Springfield, but they ain't even bothered to learn themselves the language.
And Homer's like, those are exactly my sentimonies.
And Barney just goes, I drunk, right?
Mm-hmm. And Moe's like, yeah, you said it, Barn. Of course, they themselves haven't bothered to learn the language either, right?
Nope.
So then we see Marge and the family, without Homer, walking through a crowd of people that are picketing the Quickie Mart, where Apu is offering Ganesha a yoo-hoo to make the protesters go away.
Well, yep.
By the way, a yoo-hoo is a chocolate drink.
Yeah.
Is it chocolate?
It's not drink? Chocolate milk. It's a chocolate drink.
Yeah, it's not chocolate milk. It's a chocolate drink, yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. And so Apu tells Marge that the story of how he graduated at the top of his class of 7 million at Caltech.
Calcutta
Technical Institute. To come study in America.
I don't know if it's as rigorous as Caltech is here.
But hey, man, top of his class at 7 million is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just by the odds. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So his family and his child bride bid him farewell.
And it is a child bride.
This is so bad. And so at the Springfield Heights Institute of Technology.
Now spell that out, kids. Get the first initials. Springfield Heights of Institute of Technology.
Little S-H-I-T there.
Uh-huh.
And so he's learning from the 70s version of Professor Frink. Right?
Back in the day. By the way, this was back in the late 70s. Professor Frink looks fabulous today.
Yes, he does.
He does not look like Grandpa at all.
No, he looks pretty young. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's invented something to stop him from aging.
Mm. So we see Frink standing in front of a huge mainframe. He goes, well, sure, the Frink React 7 looks impressive. Don't touch it. But I predict that within 100 years, computers will be twice as powerful. 10,000 times larger, and so expensive that only the 5 richest kings in Europe will own them. None of these came true.
None of that is true at all.
Yes, they got a lot faster, a lot cheaper, and everybody has one now.
And Apu's asked the question, could it be used for dating?
And Frink is like, well, technically yes. But the computer matches would be so perfect as to eliminate the thrill of romantic conquest.
Wow. They called that 96, didn't they?
Yes. Eliminate the thrill of romantic conquest.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what do you think this is now? Match.com? Tinder? Plenty of Fish?
It was Match before all of that, right?
Yeah.
That was one of the original ones? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Match. And it was like eHarmony and all that stuff.
But we can't forget the predecessors of all this. The Russian mail order brides.
Personal ads are... Wow. Anyway. And so, after 9 years, Apu completed his thesis. A series of punch cards comprising the world's first tic-tac-toe program. And to pay off his loans, he worked in the Quickie Mart and decided to stay once his visa had expired. Which happens a lot, by the way.
Yes, and Marge is like, what you're saying is so understandable. And really... your only crime was violating U.S. law. Yes, that is
also
a crime.
True.
That is a crime, yes.
And so Marge says, you know what? I'm going to vote no on 21.
And Lisa's there. He's like, Mom, you're the greatest. Can I have this licorice?
And so later that night, we see Kearney buying cigars, beer, and a lot of other stuff with his fake ID.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And...
What did he say? His adult, the car will confirm his adultivity.
Yeah. And so he says, like, his fake ID is very impressive, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. And so instead of going after him.
Yeah, he's like, if you tell me where you got this ID,
exactly.
I'm going to overlook the 2 ice cream sandwiches you have hidden under your armpits.
While still selling them the beer.
Yes.
And the cigarettes, right? And so, of course, he got it from Springfield's greatest criminal. One Fat Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shout out to our co-worker, Ruben. That's his favorite character.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And so Apu pays a lot of money for fake IDs, birth certificates, and the like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony also gives him a suggestion that he should act more American.
Mm-hmm.
This Italian guy.
And that is exactly what Apu starts to do.
Yep.
We go back to the Quickie Mart, and we see Apu dressed as a Yankee fan, a New York Yankee fan, right? Homer is talking to Apu, but he notices how he sounds American.
Yeah, he's all like, good evening, Homer. You know, like, oh, he talks very, like even Southern to an extent.
Yeah, he's like, Apu's like, what do you say we take the relaxed attitude towards work and watch the baseball game? The Nye Mets are my favorite squadron.
Homer's like, Yeah, he's just very confused, right? He asked about his statue of Ganesha.
Yeah.
Right? And Apu just cracks, breaks down, realizes that everything's going not the way it's going, and that he's failed his parents.
He's failed his parents and his culture. He's given it up to act American.
Yeah, he just can't live with himself. He doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. It's like, this passport is a cheap forgery. A cheap $2,000 forgery. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
In 1996.
That was not cheap.
That was not cheap at all. That's not cheap now.
And Homer's like, you must love this country more than I love a lot, more than I love a cold beer on a hot Christmas morning.
What? Some people may think that this does not make sense.
It makes sense down here sometimes.
They don't live here, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because cold beer on a hot Christmas morning is exactly what you want sometimes.
Talk about disappointment. You wake up December 25th, and it's 85 degrees outside.
You crack open a cold beer.
Yes.
Yep.
And you pretend it's milk.
I mean,
or
it
chocolate
is,
milk.
It is cool. I will say that most years down here, you can go to the beach on Christmas.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. So, I'm not going to knock it too hard, but that doesn't make a...
You know what day I do enjoy a good cold beer in the morning? Boxing Day. When I'm watching soccer at 6 o'clock in the morning, starting my first six pack of the day.
We don't make a big enough deal about Boxing Day, and we don't make a big enough deal about Flag Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really should.
You know what? This year, to commemorate Flag Day, I will have breakfast beers.
There you go. We're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Homer says, darn it, Apu, I'm not going to let them kick you out. And he pulls out his button that he's been wearing, the Yes on 24.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls it off his shirt. He's like, I never should have bought this button. And he throws it down. He says, can I have my $3 back?
Apu's like, store credit only. So he was selling these buttons at his store.
Yeah.
He was betraying himself, I dare say.
He's making money off the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Homer brings Apu home, right? And so Lisa says, all right. Now you have all the Simpsons behind you.
Apu's like, that's nice. Although three of you are below voting age.
And Homer says, I'm not registered.
Oh, my God. So everyone's trying to think of a way they can get Apu to stay in the country. And Bart just asks, why not marry some American broad, then dump her once you get your citizenship?
And so Homer's like, he picks up the phone and he has an idea. He's like, hello, Selma? Selma, my dear, how are you? Listen, shut up for a second. How would you like to marry Apu so he doesn't get deported?
And we see Selma. I'd rather eat poison. My name's already Selma Bouvier Terwilliger Hutz McClure. When the hell did she get married to Lionel Hutz?
I know, right?
Uh-huh. God knows. It's long enough without the Nahasafima Pidma, but whatever. From now on, I'm only marrying for love. Possibly once more for money.
And so the family's thinking about what they're going to do, right? And Apu's like, oh, it's hopeless. Oh, poor Apu.
Abe's like, hey, the government can't control the sky. What if you lived in a balloon?
Lisa says, that's it.
And Bart's like, hear that? Hear that, Mom? She's as dumb as me.
And he says, no, not what he said. What he is. Grandfather, as in grandfather clause. Apu, how long ago did your visa expire?
Apu's like, 7 years, but I don't.
There's an amnesty that was declared for people who lived here as long as you. You can take the citizenship test.
And Marge's like, but the vote on Prop 24 is on Tuesday. You'll have to pass the exam before then.
And Apu, I love this, because it's so true. Oh, that's not nearly enough time to learn over 200 years of American history. Guys, much as I love it, our history is not long and storied.
Yeah.
No, we are the awkward teenagers of the world.
We may have one of the better countries on here.
Yes.
We may have an overinflated sense of pride, But hey, we're the new guys on the block. We're the new guys on the block.
As far as longevity, it's not there.
Yeah, I know. There are some houses in Europe, a lot of houses in Europe, that are older than the country is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yep. So Homer says, oh, it can't be that many. Come on, Apu. I'll be your tutor.
And everyone looks worried, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we cut to Homer teaching Apu facts, right? He's thinking about American history. He says, okay, so the 13 stripes are the American flag for good luck. Right?
And then he says, not true.
Why are there 47 stars on this flag? He already has that.
Yeah.
And Apu actually knows, like, it's an outdated flag before Arizona became a state, right? Like, yeah. He gets all into it, like, cool. And he talks about the Electoral College,
mm-hmm.
right? And meanwhile, Chief Wiggum and the boys are preparing to deport immigrants.
Yep. What do you say? The first things are supposed to be your tired,
your huddled masses.
Yearning to be free. We're the last ones to go. Yeah.
That's so bad.
You're tired, you're weak, the huddled masses.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the day before the exam, Homer asks Apu to study his 9th grade history notes, right? And Apu's just tired at this point. He starts to study, but he just falls asleep.
And it's a good thing he fell asleep because Homer's notes were just straight garbage.
Horrible.
Garbage! And Apu wakes up and is like, ooh, I fell asleep. I had forgotten everything that Mr. Homer taught me.
And Lisa says, perfect, let's roll. So, of course, Lisa's up ready to take him to the test.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lisa is holding his hand. She takes him into the testing area. There's a sea of protesters outside, right? Because it's at the actual, like, the city hall.
Mm-hmm.
And so the proctor's there. He's like, all right. Here's your last question. What was the cause of the Civil War?
Apu's like, actually, there were numerous causes. Aside from the obvious schism between the abolitionists and the anti-abolitionists, there were economic factors, both domestic and inter...
And the proctor says, wait, just say slavery.
Slavery it is, sir.
And that is a very forward-thinking, hilarious joke.
Yes, because... tell you the truth, slavery was the...
It was there.
It was there, but it wasn't the real reason.
It was there, but there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it the most egregious reason? Yes.
Mm-hmm. But again, it wasn't the primary reason.
Or the only reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. But I love that even though, because we all know by this point that the Simpsons writers are a bunch of lefties.
Yeah.
This is why the show works, guys. And this is why it was a different time. Because they can make
fun of themselves. Yes.
They can make fun of themselves.
Right? Nowadays, if you do that, you're going to be excommunicated and tossed from the island in a shark-infested waters.
Exactly.
After they chum up the sea for you. That's what's going to happen to you.
Exactly. And so Apu says, today I am no longer an Indian living in America. I am an Indian American.
And Lisa goes, you know, in a way, all Americans are immigrants. Except, of course, the Native Americans.
And Homer says, yeah, Native Americans like us.
No, I mean American Indians.
And then Apu says, like me.
Not quite, no.
Right. And so Homer starts to give a speech.
Mm.
And he says, if I could just say a few words, I'd be a better public speaker.
Ba-dum-bum.
You know, Bart cracks up. Mm. That he's the only one that cracks up. And I thought that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah, it was. It was nice and clever. So Homer is there making a speech against Prop 24, and he makes another chant, but it's not enough, and Prop 24 passes with 95% of the vote. And then Homer goes, when are people going to learn democracy doesn't work?
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Again, making fun of themselves on the show.
Uh-huh.
And so at the quickie mark, right, we come back there. Apu opens a letter containing a jury duty summons. He sobs as he celebrates his first day as a true American citizen by throwing the paper away. Guys, don't do that.
Yeah, no, you
get in trouble.
You will get in actual trouble. Not pretend trouble.
No, like real trouble.
Uh-huh.
For skipping jury duty and not, yeah, don't do that, guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that that's nothing.
It is something, guys. It is something, right? So Marge is happy that everything has worked out for everyone, well, almost everyone, because we then see Groundskeeper Willie
getting deported.
He just goes, ah, ingrates. And the show ends this way.
Yeah.
So what do you think of this particular episode here?
Well, before that, everybody needs to understand, this was a topic, it always is, but at this particular point in time, 96, this was a very hot topic of debate, a very contentious topic of debate. This is during the Clinton years.
Yep.
This is during the height of NAFTA and all that.
And you wouldn't be surprised to know that it's still a hot topic.
It is. It always has been.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what? Ever since the 1800s, it's been all over the place. But,
pretty much.
Yeah. But again, at this particular time, this is an episode based on current events.
Yes. What do you got? Inspired by true events.
Yes, inspired by true events. So, as far as rating it,
mm-hmm.
I would give this one. This is a really good one. It's really good. Solid. I honestly think it's not quite a 5 episode, even though it is funny. Topical humor, all that's good about it. This is one of those where, how do I say it? I don't think the episode itself in the same way makes up for the lack of gags like the other ones.
Yeah.
So, but I still think, penalizing it on all that, it's a 4. It's a solid 4. It's a good, solid episode. Not one of the top 20 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good episode.
I agree with you. It is a 4 donut episode. There have been some episodes that I liked less than this, but there are some more that I like more than this.
Keep in mind comparison of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Season 7 has been a great season so far.
Full of fives.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And if you compare it to the other episodes of the season, it's a little short. And you add the lack of chalkboard gag, the recycled couch gag, he brings it down to a 4.
Yeah. And that's saying something about the other episodes in this season that have, regardless of not having those things, that they've been that good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But we can say this episode is pretty timeless.
It is.
Yeah, if this was released as a new episode this year, it would still make sense.
Yep.
Because we're still having the same problems.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that, I think, that was going on in California, right?
The
crop, all that in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the topical humor of the episode.
Yep. Topical political humor of this episode.
There you go.
Is there anything else you'd like to point out about this particular episode?
It's a good episode still. It really is. I do like the origin story of the Simpsons immigrating to America.
Yeah.
Of course, Grandpa has to go in there.
From the old country? They would have mentioned which old country it is. With a name like Simpson, it's pretty limited. Ireland, Scotland, England.
The Civil War joke was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yes, it was. It was good.
The fact that the mail order bride stuff and all that was still around at the time. When it was really mail order back then, right?
You can look through a catalog and pick the one you want.
Remember, guys, this is 96. The internet, as far as people having it at home, is in its infancy.
Yeah. I mean, it was a thing, but we all didn't have it in our phones or at home.
Well, I'll put it this way. At this time, when I was in school, you learned what the internet was and basically how to use it at school, but you didn't go home and use it.
Yeah, because it was freaking expensive.
The only time you used the internet was at school. That was it.
Is it because if you wanted to use it at home, odds are more than likely you had dial-up.
Yeah.
And oh my God, was that annoying.
And before before the internet, even if you had a computer, you didn't have your searches and all that. You had a disc called Encarta, which was an encyclopedia.
Yeah. Remember the old web the search engine? Web crawler.
Web crawler, yeah, web crawler.
Alta Vista.
Yep.
They still make jokes about Alta Vista. Well, not still, but Parks and Recs.
Yeah, and people use GeoCities to make their web pages.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, it's a different time.
This wild, wild time. I don't know. I guess being there at the infancy of the internet and seeing what it has become.
Perspective, man.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
But like I said, you know, this is so cool because it is a timeless topic. It's always going to be a topic. And it's always going to be the same arguments about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we eat everything that isn't like us.
Yeah.
It scares us.
Exactly.
Anything else you'd like to mention about this particular episode?
Nope. Nope. But again, solid episode. But I will say it is one of those episodes that's got the rotten luck of being amongst season 7 heavy hitters.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of heavy hitters, I'm really looking forward to next week's
episode. Oh, my goodness. One of my favorites next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it this way. This episode's like all those really, really good basketball players that just had the luck of playing in Jordan there.
Yeah. That is true. Don't give me no LeBron arguments. I won't hear them. No. No! All right. Don't forget to follow our official show Instagram page. It's official _ homers _ donuts without the apostrophes. We post original memes on there from time to time. Don't forget, if there's anything you can think of to make this show better for you, please let us know on there. And we will, if it's a good suggestion, we'll try it.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And until next week, au revoir, suckers.